Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, February 12, 2016. And on today's podcast, we're going to continue and we are going to conclude our six-week-long discussion of Western civilization, how it met with destruction, and what that means for us today. And if it is gone, what has replaced it? What used to be known as European civilization or Western civilization was burned up in the fires of World Wars I and II. It took World War II to finally finish off the sovereignty of the Western world and deliver it into the hands of an international ruling elite consisting of an entrenched group of politicians, bureaucrats, bankers, multinational corporations, including the media giants and their executives, and probably many others. Unnoticed by most of the public, these insiders have taken control of the United States government, which in turn controls the Western world and even the non-Western world to some extent, with the money provided by the credit-based monetary system and the debt that system allows the United States and the elite to incur. These people apparently have much more power and influence than we, the people, although we, the people, form the government to serve our common purposes. The elite always seem to get what they want, and the voters only count if their interests happen to coincide with the elite out of pure coincidence. The people elect presidents, change majorities in Congress and in the Senate, but nothing ever seems to change for them except to continue further down the same path. The country exhausts itself financially fighting wars and providing a very costly defense for the rest of NATO from the threat of the Soviet Union. Then the Soviet Union collapses. We all breathe a sigh of relief, but nothing seems to change. Now we have a new enemy in Islamic terrorism that we have been fighting at least since 1991, and there is no end in sight. The defense budget goes up each year. We need more and more very expensive weapon systems to fight all the growing threats. Regulations are removed, allowing giant banks to engage in casino-type gambling with not only depositors' money, but with money they don't even have. When the whole sordid mess collapses, threatening the entire economy, the United States government steps in with trillions of dollars from the fruits of the labor of American taxpayers. And with debt, the taxpayers will have to work many years just to pay the interest alone. The government looks essentially the same on paper today as it did more than 200 years ago. But it is not the same. It's not even close to the same. The new government of today doesn't care about the people, doesn't care about you and me and those who we voted for. It doesn't care about the nation and its safety. The government of today cares only about the elite who control it. It is not in the best interest of the elite for wars to end or for terrorism to be eliminated. Therefore, these people want wars to continue, and they want to breed new wars. They want terrorism to flourish, not end, because those things help them transfer an endless stream of taxpayer funds into their own pockets. Wars and terrorists don't really threaten the elite. They make them stronger. They're akin to vampires, these people, sucking our blood to strengthen their very existence. You and I, on the other hand, could easily become threats to the elites. But don't worry about that, folks. They have that well under control. That's why they build a $1.5 to $2 billion complex out in Utah, with $2 billion more spent for electronic components to keep tabs on each one of us. But it's not just us Americans. It's every person on planet Earth. That's right, folks. They're not content to just watch us, to read our emails, to listen to our phone calls. No, they want the same capability for every person on Earth. These records aren't kept so the government can keep tabs on a few crazy terrorists. No, they are kept so the real threat to the elite, i.e. us, can be monitored. And if we get out of line, we can be put back in line. We can be ruined or murdered very quickly. Whistleblowers have reported that this program collects 100 billion emails every day and 20 trillion communications altogether. It uses $40 million worth of electricity every year and 1.7 million gallons of water per day. If you are so unfortunate as to be on the government's enemies list, well, you better watch out, folks, because the information will be tabulated. It will be passed on to state and law enforcement so you can be watched and, if necessary, targeted. Now, It's going to get even better for these soulless minions with the coming cashless society that we talked about last week. Every financial transaction, no matter how small, will have to go through their banking system so that they have control of every penny earned and every penny spent. Anytime these vampires need to suck more of our blood, all they will have to do is tap our bank accounts and safe deposit boxes. That's not even the worst of it. At their whim, your card could be canceled, and with it, your existence in the human race. You will exist only because they allow it. We the people are sick of it all, but we should understand that it is human nature to want power, to lust for power, for money, and for status. All that is necessary to have these things is to get control over the United States government. That is why so much money is spent trying to get elected and trying to influence public policy. Can anything be done about this? I don't know, folks. I don't know if the rule of law can ever be reestablished or not. A good start, though, would be to prosecute the politicians of every party when they commit crimes, regardless of the positions they hold, and likewise those in the corporate world who commit crimes. It would at least start the process of reestablishing respect for the rule of law right here in America, because right now, the elite do not have to follow our rules, because the rules and the law do not apply to them. Such things are for little people like us. The elite use the left versus right controversy as just another war, another way to subjugate and divide us. They don't care who you vote for. It is anti-democracy at its finest, ruled by what Mr. Jefferson called, quote, a tiny elite. It's the perfect society for them, the perfect tyranny for us. They promise us paradise, but they deliver a global prison. The fact that they are people with sociopathic personalities is fairly evident. Such personalities tend to be attracted to such work. Listen to the dictionary definition of sociopath, folks. Quote, someone whose social behavior is extremely abnormal. Sociopaths are interested only in their personal needs and desires, without concern for the effects of their behavior on others, end quote. I will add an addendum of my own and say that sociopaths feel no empathy for others. They just don't care about anyone but themselves, but they become very, very good at pretending they do. Sounds like a politician to me, folks. Amidst all this turmoil and destruction, there is some good news. Yes, our culture and our civilization may be destroyed. Our religious faith may be under attack. Our words may now be crimes. Our government may be run by sociopaths, so that there is good news. The World Bank tells us that global poverty has fallen below 10% for the first time ever in history. Less than 10% of the world's population is living in what the World Bank calls poverty. That is defined as income of less than $1.90 per day. 25 years ago, more than one-third of the world lived on less than that. Poverty has been the normal condition of mankind. Many work just to survive. Death from disease and violence, very common, that is, seeming to be lessened these days. Free markets, free inquiry, freedom, in other words, all part of Western civilization and the changes it brought. We are told, don't try to change things. Just be glad you don't live somewhere worse. But we should be fighting to preserve the changes that Western civilization has brought to the world. That's my opinion anyway. Finally, folks, that's it for this series. I hope you've enjoyed it. If so, please consider passing some or all of these podcasts on to your friends or those on your list. You might also consider subscribing by RSS feed. Consider finding comfort in the pages of the Bible, as I do, especially the Psalms. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.